So I invite you now to get comfortable, to really get in a position that feels comfortable to you. It can be more ideal to be more upright in order to be more fully present and awake. But whatever your physical body needs might dictate may lead you to need to adjust your posture to accommodate your needs. But one of the essential parts of meditation is to be able to rest into a greater sense of stillness. So the upright posture can help with that by helping the energy settle and follow gravity and move downward to create a greater sense of ballast or anchoring. But if you're unable to sit that way, you can rest into stillness as best you can. So I encourage you to first just scan your body and broadcast an invitation from the top of your body all the way down to the bottom, and invite a sense of greater allowance, a greater sense of relaxation in the system. And by allowance, I mean just allowing yourself to be right here, to be experiencing whatever you're experiencing, and to open to yourself, to your experience, and also to a sense of arriving in this moment. And the body has this very innate wisdom that knows how to stop and settle and come to rest. So sometimes our thinking mind might be more active, or our emotions may be more foreground. And when we turn our attention more toward our body and our nervous system and invite it to rest and settle, then there's a way that that body wisdom can be called upon. And we can actually examine, as we observe our system coming to rest more, we can examine and note how the body finds its way to rest. And we can even just be curious about that, like we have the front row seat to observing the wisdom of the body that knows how to come to settle. It can be helpful to take a few very deep inhalations and exhalations, because the deep breathing is a wonderful way to cue the body to come to settle more. And also the breath, especially the inhalation, gives a greater sense of spaciousness to the system. And the exhalation connects us with the space around us. And so then again, the breath gives us these cues, these signals of what it is to open and relax more fully, and how a sense of space around us is present to nourish us with the breath and the openness that we may relax outward into, or we may feel that space of quiet coming toward us to hold us and support us in that quietude of meditation. So sometimes the physical body is able to bring forward this pathway to come to rest, these signals and ways of energetically organizing around becoming more aligned, more anchored, more still. And sometimes that's right here, just very available. And sometimes not so much. Sometimes we may feel more chaotic experience of thought or emotions or physicality, sensations in the body. And in that case, it can be helpful to really engage a sense of noticing precisely what is unfolding in your system, such that that stillness that's observing the movements, the movement of thought, the constellation of energy that relates to a given emotion that might be registering in the body in different places, or in how you're holding the body, just the power of seeing these movements of energy and thought and emotion or in sensation, the power of the stillness that observes movement begins to inform that movement of the possibility of opening to a greater sense of stillness. And so as you come to rest and broadcast this invitation from tip to toe, this invitation to come to settle and root and ground, you can also be quietly observing and noticing that what is watching, what is seeing the movements or the stillness in the body is in and of itself quite quiet and still.